You're listening here to The Business Eye here in Dublin South FM, and I would like to introduce Johnny Lazar and Andrea Goldman of Much More Than Words. Welcome
Hi,
to the show. Pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Much More Than Words, for listeners, please. Could you describe it?
Okay, well, we are a company that we're language and communication training. We mainly deliver our training to professionals who are living in Ireland, whose first language isn't English. So we deliver training programs, courses, workshops to help them out in their everyday lives and their jobs.
Great, great. So, and what was your background before starting this, sir?
My background is advertising and marketing. In actual fact, I started as a French teacher, and it seems that I've come, if you like, full circle back to training and coaching. And this business relationship, which is all about communication, marries the skills perfectly with Andrea.
Yeah, I've been teaching English for nearly 30 years, and I've worked a lot with professionals. I've trained teachers. I've developed teaching materials. I already have an educational business set up. So, yeah, as Janie said, we've kind of married the two, the communications training and the language training. And that's what we get with Much More Than Words.
Right, okay. Then, so why should people choose you guys more than competitors? What's your USP?
The USP is that Much More Than Words is an integrated approach to training. So it's not simply language training, it's not simply presentation skills. The marriage of the two gives a very practical grounding for people in business or business owners as well. So multinationals who might have employees who come because of their technical skills may not have the necessary language or communication skills. So we're boosting both sides of their skill set.
So your people come over here with a specific skill set, so you're giving them English to utilise for their skill set, is it? It would be like
yeah.
The legal profession, like legal language in a certain...
But we're a little bit more than that, Pork. I would argue, although somebody might ring in and argue against me, we're kind of providing quite a unique service, so perhaps we don't really have competitors yet. So what we're providing is not just the specific language skills for, as you said, for legal training for businesses, we also for the same people provide a business communications training, so we're kind of putting the two together. So
yeah. We're
basically giving them a little bit more than just language, just English training. We're also giving them communication training.
Right, okay.
So
very interesting.
Yeah,
let's break your services down then. So you've got the presentation, speaking and presentation skills. Is that your area, Johnny?
It is. What we find is that many professionals have a requirement to present for business. It's hard enough, even when English is your first language, to stand up
yeah.
and present with confidence, to deliver a message so that it has the necessary impact. For somebody whose first language isn't English...
Must be frightening.
They can be absolutely terrified. And what we do is we give them the necessary language, show them how to overcome their nerves, reduce their stress, and build that confidence.
Mm-hmm. And do you mind me asking, what do you do with somebody whose English is poor? Let's say, like, how do you deal with them?
That's my special skill.
Yeah, is that your special skill?
That's my magic power. Yeah, I've been teaching people whose English is quite poor for years, and I've learnt ways of helping them with their language skills, supporting them, and giving them the confidence. But then the confidence is where Janie comes in even more. Is because it's a combination of the two. You know, if you don't speak English as your first language, you need basic, boring grammar. You do. But you also need to build up the phrases.
Yeah.
You need the etiquette. You need to learn, you know, what you can say and what's rude. So,
especially with business. Or,
yeah, exactly. It's very, very important.
I would just add one more thing into that. You can be an absolute expert in your subject area, but if you can't deliver it, you can't communicate your knowledge with conviction, with sincerity, with authenticity, then the message is lost.
Yeah, completely.
So it's actually it's about making connections with your audience and knowing how to plan and prepare for that.
Right. Okay. Very interesting. Then the speech writing and delivery. I mean, it's Stuart. What do you like? You don't write speeches for people, but you more or less give them pointers. Is it? No.
It can be both.
Can be both. Yeah. Okay.
Quite often I might sit down with, it could be a member of senior management, it could be a CEO, and look at the audience that he or she is going to be speaking to and craft the speech. So if you like, start with the end in mind and look at what they have to deliver, and then practice, rehearse, so that they come to maximum performance within that.
Right. So, yeah. I see you have a very interesting topic here on your website, sales skills. Something we go on about here, the hard sell and not being very attractive, maybe the soft sell being the ultimate in attractiveness. So, sales skills, what you do in this area here?
Again, very interesting. You talk to most people and they say, I don't sell. Selling is a dirty word.
I think everyone sells in a way, to tell you the truth.
Absolutely. Everyone sells. Parents to children, getting people to collaborate with you. Everything is about collaboration. And collaboration, in my mind, is a form of selling. You want to get an end result, whether money's involved or whether it's simply cooperation. Mm-hmm. So we all sell. Mm-hmm. And it's learning how to listen. It's learning how to ask the right questions. It's collaboration at its best.
Yeah, okay. So you've got a big workshop coming up.
We do.
Tell me more. You have lots of workshops, actually.
One of the things that we do, we work both in service. We go into companies and deliver specific training courses that they need within their company. But we also try to deliver as many public workshops as we can. So these are for people who may not come from companies that actually train their staff or as often. So our upcoming workshop is on November the 5th with Bank of Ireland. Bank of Ireland have been great to us. So the Enterprise Lounge. And we're calling it Preparing to Present. And so we're basically looking at helping professionals with the skills of presenting themselves. Yeah, basically that. It's selling yourself, like we were just talking about. How do you make... So it's not just technical or official presentations. It's also just presenting yourself, feeling confident that you can deliver who you are, introduce yourself, introduce your service. So we have this short mini workshop going on the 5th of November.
5th of November. And people can go onto your website and they can...
Muchmorethanwords.com, and they can book there straight through.
Great. So it's yeah. And like, do you have anything else then planned before Christmas, or will it be?
We do, Janie. Would you like to talk about our students' workshop?
Yes, we do indeed. On the 13th and 14th of December, at the Bank of Ireland Enterprise Centre in Montrose, at their new centre there, we're tailoring a workshop specifically aimed at helping international students, and that's about presenting themselves, but looking at their CVs, interview tips. Because even though people are going through a university course, they still want to know how to develop these skills, which will help them during the course of their studies to present, but also present themselves. So it's a different angle completely, but geared towards not losing their identity and creating their own style in that presentation.
Great. Okay. Right, we've reached that stage of the interview where we more or less give advice to people thinking of starting their own business. So, first of all, for you guys, did you find it difficult to start a business here in Ireland to begin with?
No, we're nuts. We're crazy. No.
That's a good qualification to have, you know? You have to be a little bit nuts. Don't be completely nuts.
It is jumping over a cliff. But no, I think both of us, and I think for older people in general, we both have a lot of experience, a lot of training. And I think it was just time for both of us. You know, we've been in the industry, and it was time. And I think for some people, they just know that it's time for them to go ahead and set up their own business. So that's what we've done. So it's kind of evolved quite naturally from our skills, from our experience that we've kind of taken, we've put together. And so do you want us to say it's hard? Was it hard, Jenny? Can you think of anything? I mean, there's lots of hard. It's very hard, yeah. But it's fun.
You're just saying that to the competition.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't try it.
It's
terrible, you know.
Yeah.
But
I think one of the things for me is you reach a stage where you realise where your strengths are, and you also then realise where somebody else's strengths are, particularly if you're going into business with somebody. And it's been very clear about what you both expect and how the strengths that you have can be used for the best effect.
Right, okay, let's say we have a startup or somebody thinking of starting a business and they're sitting in the studio with us right here now. What would be the three things you'd say to them?
Okay, well, I know for me, one of them, and for both of us really, networking has been astonishingly important, and I didn't realise it before. I kind of thought it was kind of a play thing. But what we've both discovered is you meet people, you get to know people, and within a month you're thinking, I need to contact him or her. I met them at a networking event 3 weeks ago. They can help me. I can help them. So there's a lot of amazing business networks in the Dublin area. So I would definitely recommend that you go get involved, meet people, sell yourself, sell your product, help other people, because a lot of these people in the networking business are really helpful. They're great at giving advice, meeting you up later, having a coffee. So yeah, network would be one piece of advice.
Okay, network. Okay, yeah. And Jenny, your nuggets.
My nugget is everything begins with a conversation, which really is the essence of what we do. It's about listening to other people. It's being open, but it is listening. And it's as much about what you can do for other people, because if you go in with a mindset that says, I'm here to sell myself,
you won't get very far.
You won't get very far. And maybe that's what happens when you've been in a business environment for a long time. You realise life isn't about you. It's about how you can be, if you like, of service to other people and open doors for them, because what goes around comes around.
Great. Okay. Right. Brilliant. Right. Back to your business again.
Okay.
Hopes for the future. I know world domination might be on the cards, but
absolutely.
No? Yeah? Good. No, that's what I'd like to hear.
Yeah. Grow.
None of this about just I want to make a living.
Yeah,
let's
we
go
want
for
to
it.
Take over the world. As I said, it's a unique. But really, one thing is that we kind of want to be part of a bigger community. And this is a community which looks at how we can support employers and employees. And obviously, we're targeting more overseas professionals. But we want to be part of this greater community that is about helping business to prosper and helping people within business, both employers and employees. And it is a community. That's what we're learning. So there's a lot of different training, things that will help people. And that's we want to get more and more involved and maybe even push and maybe even drive this kind of movement. So that's kind of where we're hoping to go forward.
Great.
It really is about building a collaborative community. And particularly within the market that we're working, that there are a lot of very creative entrepreneurial people who have come to Ireland, who have settled here. And by helping them boost their skills and bringing them into that community, there's so much help and advice that they can give each other, we can help them. And it's all about making those connections and making them feel confident about the connections that they can make within that community.
Yeah, a lot of the startups that you were talking about, you know, what advice would we give? A lot of those startups are actually international professionals whose first language isn't English. So we're not only helping them with their language and their skills, we're also helping them to start up their own businesses to kind of bring them into the community. So we're kind of proud of that.
Yeah. Great. Okay, last minute of the interview, if you can just encapsulate much more than words and give contact details, please, for listeners.
Well, muchmorethanwords.com is our website. Obviously, once you get there, we are connected to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, of course. And just to remind people that our next public workshop is coming up on the 5th of November. But we are also available to give in-service training for business people.
Great. So listen, it's been an absolute pleasure having you guys on the show. Jenny and Andrea, and we'd love to have you back sometime in the future. And best of luck with that. Best of luck with the workshop.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Great. Absolutely. Okay. You're listening to The Business Eye here on Dublin South FM. On today's show, we have Johnny Lazar and Andrea Goldman of Much More Than Words. And now we are going to take a break for...